Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't worry, your mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, I believe we have Auntie Betty doing Joshua 4 today.
Yes.
Amen.
Okay. To God be the glory. Chapter 4 of Joshua. And it came to pass, when all the people was clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, Take ye 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared for the children of Israel out of every tribe, a man. And Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God unto the midst of Jordan, and take ye up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their father in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the water of Jordan was cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the water of Jordan was cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spoke unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribe of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them the place where they lurked, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they was there until this day. For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people haste and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people was clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spoke unto them. About 4,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord into battle to the plain of Jericho. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all the people, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spoke unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priest that bear the ark of the covenant and the Lord was come out up out of the midst of Jordan, and the sole of the priest's feet were lifted up unto dry land, that the water of the Jordan returned unto that place, and the flowing over all its banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and encamped in Gilgad in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgad. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their father in time to come, saying, what meaneth these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, and the Lord your God dried up the water of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did at the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we was gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, and you might fear the Lord your God forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, we had a couple of callers to call in. Let's see, I'll just do a roll call. And if I miss anyone, just let me know. Okay, let's see. I have Hubert, Mom, and Angela. I have Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, and I have a new number on here that I'm not familiar with. The last four digits are 3837.
Alpha Nellum.
I'm sorry?
Alpha Nellum.
Alpha White. Oliver White.
Okay, all right. Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service, and we pray that you all brought some good news to share.
Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Mother May.
Dear God, help us to be true to ourselves so that we can come before your throne and let our needs and requests be made known. Help us to hold ourselves accountable to the people that we are set to lead so that we will be the leader that you want us to be. Father, bless this line and bless everyone that on it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Joshua, Auntie Betty, earlier. And, Mom,
Amen.
Thank you for the blessing of the prayer line. And unfortunately, I didn't get the name of Oliver wife. What's her name?
Ethel.
Ethel?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Welcome to our program. Okay. Well, what I would do is go down the list, and if you have some good news to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. I will start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 37:1-8. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the worker of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall the dweller in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth that righteousness at the light, and that judgment at the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in this way, because the man who bringeth weakly device to pass, seek from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Next, I will go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to come out of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1:19. Christ, who was preached among you by me, and Silas and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. The answer is yes. Isn't it wonderful to know that we serve a God whose promises are true? The experiences of our lives have taught us that we can depend on God. We can trust him to be faithful in all that he has promised. God promised to provide for all of our needs, and in this promise he has never failed us. Yet we have often failed him by being disobedient to his word, allowing doubt and fear to enter into our consciousness, or creating idols of our own design. Our attention has wandered from God's will, purpose, and intention for our lives. But in spite of all this, God continues to provide for all our needs, carefully seeing to each and every one. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of 2 Corinthians. Next, I will go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Psalm 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves.
We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures. In unto his gate with thanksgiving, and unto his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. I will say that again. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, it is good. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Romans 8, start at verse 31, God's love. What can we say about all this? If God is on our side, can anyone be against us? God did not keep back his own son, but he gave him for us. If God did this, won't he freely give us everything else? If God says his chosen ones are acceptable to him, can anyone bring charges against them? Or can anyone condemn them? No, indeed. Christ died and was raised to life, and now he is at the God's right hand, right side, speaking to him for us. Can anyone separate us from the love of Christ? Can trouble, suffering, and hard times, or hunger and nakedness, or danger and death? It is exactly as the scriptures say. For you we face death all day long. We are like sheep on their way to be butchered. In everything we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love. Not life or death, not angels or spirits, not the present or the future, and not power above or power below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see, after, is there anything you would like to share with the group tonight, or you just want to be a listener?
I just want to be a listener tonight because I don't have my glasses with me. But, so I just say to everybody, be safe and let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Okay, let's see here. I'll go on to Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Psalms 134, verses 1 through 3. Praise the Lord, all you his servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next I go to Auntie Carrie.
Okay.
Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 99. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all people. Let them praise that great and tremble name, for it is holy. The king's script also loves judgment that does establish equity. Thou execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke unto them in the cloud pillar. He kept his testimony and ordinance that he gave them. Thou answered him, O Lord our God, thou was a God that was forgiving them. Thou, though they took vengeance on thou invention, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Next, I go to Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm coming out of Zechariah 7, chapter 9 through 10, and the subject said, living sacrifice. What does God expect from us? The people of Bethlehem, through the Lord, would be pleased with their fasting and mourning, but the Lord refused their offering. Not on the premises, however, the fasting and mourning was a desirable symbol of repentance and cleansing from sin, but the Lord refused the people of Bethel because their motive for fasting and mourning was impure. The Lord refused their worship because they were performing empty rituals in order to exempt themselves. Instead, Zechariah told them that the Lord would rather they follow through and did what the Lord had commanded. A minister, true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless and alien of the poor. What does God expect from us? God wants us to love, honor, and praise him. But rather than offer dead sacrifice of empty rattles, he wants us to honor him by becoming living sacrifice. We honor God by honoring one another, and we honor one another by refusing to live selfishly. God's salvation is just and merciful. To be just is to love each other as God loves us. To be merciful is to see others through the eye of God. God's love and mercy comfort the lonely, welcome the stranger, and meet the basic need of those who are lacking. Can you hear the Lord urging you to be a living sacrifice? May your response neither anger nor disappointment, our Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Zechariah. Let's see here. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Excuse me. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you lift up Auntie Wally, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Cheryl and family, the Alice family, the Lakeler family, the Verna family, the Moore family, the Franklin family, the Lowe's family, the Hurt family, Liddy and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Johnson family, the Ross family, SMA and family, the Cody family, the Williams family, LaTanya and family, Kamisha and family, Jarrell and family, the Chapman family, the Peters family, the Simmons family, the Brown family, Reverend Slappy and family, the Moody family, the McClure family, Charles and family, Miss Bird and family, Andrew and family, Charles and family, Mary Ann and family, Malik and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, DeMarcus, Malachi, Eric, Tony, and Brian, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but they stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you look upon us with eyes of mercy. And we ask that you lay your healing hand upon us to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward. And, Father God, may your life-giving power flow through every cell in our body. And, Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. And we ask that you take care of all of your children. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I have the week of April 5th through the 11th. Any birthdays?
Just a Carrie Cody, the 10th.
No.
Oh, 13. Oh,
no,
sorry.
It's not this week. It's the next week.
Oh,
yeah.
What, is it 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I put you on 10. Okay, I got you. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was getting in rid of you.
Angela, you have any written down?
I have Presley and Billy Mitchell on the 5th.
Okay, amen, amen. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us this honor in singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. May God bless you. May God bless you. May God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday and many, many more. Thank you for that song, Auntie Todd. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our hearts, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. And I can go down the list. And if you have something to share, please do so. I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to come back out of song. Psalm 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praises in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with trembling and heart. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beauty be meet with salvation. Let the saints be joyful and glorious. Let them stand aloud upon their bed. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their king with chains and their noble one with feather of iron, to execute them that judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Carrie. Next, I go to Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'll be coming out of Micah, first chapter, 12 verse through to 13. I will surely gather all of you, O Jacob. I will surely bring together the remnant of Israel like sheep in a pen, like a flock in a pasture, the place will throng with people. One who breaks open the way will go up before them. They will break through the gate and go out. The king will pass through before them, the Lord at the head. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. I'm sorry, Hubert, did you say you was coming out of Micah?
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Okay, next I'll go to, let's see here, Sister Shirley. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming from 2 Timothy, the first chapter starting at verse 9. It says, God saved us and chose us to be his holy people. We did nothing to deserve this, but God planned it because he is so kind. Even before time began, God planned for Christ Jesus to show kindness to us. Now Christ Jesus has come to show us the kindness of God. Christ, our Savior, defeated death and brought us the good news. It shines like a light and offers life that never ends. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of 2 Timothy. Next, I'll go to Mother May. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group?
I have a prayer report from Marie Allen. She wants to tell everybody the hello, and she hopes she'll be back soon. She's out of town.
Amen.
Amen.
She loves you. And I want to come out.
Hey, Winston, I love back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm coming out of Rome 5, Romans 5, 1-11. Says something for nothing. A note of pulling oneself up by the bootstrap is a recurrent theme in American culture. It assumes that individuals can, by hard work and sheer force of will, lift themselves out of undesirable lifestyles and depression, economic circumstances. Regardless of our comfort level with the bootstrap theory, there is one area of life in which it can never apply. That is the spiritual realm. Paul reminds us that while we were yet without the moral and spiritual strength to live in a right relationship with God, God dispatched Jesus to redeem our soul. Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, was one who knew no sin. He took our sin to the cross that we might find pardon and eternal salvation with God. Paul lumped all of humanity into that one category. All of us are sin who can only rejoice that God freely gave us salvation, the gift of life in Jesus Christ. We cannot earn salvation by good work or by hard work. We cannot lift ourselves into the kingdom of God by our bootstraps. We can only reach out and receive God's free gift. As we do, we should say thank you by living lives that are total submission to God and empowered by his Holy Spirit. Amen.
That reading, Mom, and that praise report and the reading out of Romans. Thank you very much for that reading. I will go next, and my reading is out of the Daily Bread, and it says, being cared for, the Lord Almighty is with us. A feeling of being cared for and supported can help sustain us when we're facing challenges. An awareness of God's presence and support can especially bring hope to encourage our spirit. A favorite of many people going through trials remind us God is our refuge and our strength, and he helps us in our troubles, and to be still and to know that I am God. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. Amen.
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 Okay, let's see here. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading the Serenity Prayer. God granted me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, but the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen, amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Any prayer, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have a short praise report, and I'm going to sing a little song.
Amen.
I just want to give honor to God and thank him and thank y'all and everybody else that prayed for me. I had a good week this week. I didn't think I could feel this way again. But God is so good and so merciful.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me grace, and I'm thankful for it.
Amen. That is good.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Praise God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace.
Yes,
on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, home and last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through this land, singing as I go, turning souls to Calvary, to the Clemson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Tears of past, home and last, ever to rejoice. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you for that praise report. We're more than pleased to hear the good news of how God is working on you. Amen.
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 And the wonderful psalm. Thank you so much, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Next I have Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I just have a prayer. We praise you, Father, for sending Jesus, who is the Lord of all. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for ringing in our hearts and giving us hope for the future. Thank you for delivering us from the power of sin and the penalty of death. We're so grateful for peace in our hearts and minds. We pray for peace among the nations, and we pray for the peace of Israel. May they recognize you as the Messiah, who has come to earth to deliver us from sins. Thank you, O Holy Spirit, for reminding us of God's word when times are difficult, strengthening us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Angela. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Okay, let's see here. Before we go into our closing prayer, is there anything anyone else would like to share before we do that? Well, I would like to thank Esther for joining us, Auntie Esther for joining us. And we pray that you come back and be a part of the program. It's very simple, nothing hard. We just meet and praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed it too.
Amen. Amen.
This part of the song right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You know the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 My God. You know the storm is pray for me, and I pray for you. That's what Christians are supposed to do. And you know the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
So,
thank you for sharing that beautiful song with us, Auntie Esther.
Okay.
Amen.
And I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And I'll be tagging along with you all on Sunday, too.
Amen.
More than welcome. More than welcome. Okay, now before we go into our closing prayer, I would like to assign parts for next week meeting. We are meeting next week, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes, everybody is quarantined. Okay, I have up for grabs Joshua 5. Do we have any volunteer that would like to read Joshua 5?
Mother
May. Mother May wants to read Joshua 5. Okay, I have an opening for the blessing of the prayer line. Any takers? Okay, how about for the closing prayer? Do I have any takers for the closing prayer?
I'll do the closing prayer.
Is that Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, Auntie Carrie doing the closing prayer. Okay, all right. Well, I have Mother May doing Joshua 5. We'll cover the blessing of the prayer line, and we have Auntie Carrie coming in for the closing prayer. And I would like to thank all our helpers for this week. Auntie Betty did the reading of Joshua. Mother May came to us with the blessing of the prayer line. And now, if everyone would bow their head for Brother Hubert to do the closing prayer.
Loretta.
Yes, ma'am.
Loretta. I would do the blessing of the prayer line. Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Bow your head for the closing prayer led by Brother Hubert.
God, forgive all iniquities and heal all my disease. Lord, it is written in your word that if I cry out to you, you will heal me. Lord, it is written in your word that you will take away from me all the sickness. By his stripes I'm healed. You, Lord, will bring me health and healing. Lord, your word says that my healing shall spring forth speedily. It is written in Psalm 41, Heavenly Father, that if we remember and bless the poor, that you will give us alive, you will keep us alive, and that you will raise us up off of your sick bed and heal our disease. Lord, you said, if I depart from evil, and I would have health to my flesh, said that if I serve you, you would take sickness away from me. I cry out to you, O Lord, and you will heal me. My body is healthy and strong and not plagued by human ills. Father, it is written in Psalm 107, verse 20, that you will send your word to heal me, and your word does will not return to you void, and that you will rescue me from the grave. You will heal the brokenhearted and bind up my wounds. You, Lord, will bring me health and healing, and I will enjoy abundant peace and security. Heavenly Father, I say in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the divorce for my sake. It is written in Psalm 34:19 that affliction of the righteous are many, but you will deliver us from them all. Your word will strengthen my weak hands and strengthen my feeble knees. You, Lord, will heal my sickness and diseases. I listen to the voice of the Lord and do what is right in his eyes, and he heals me. The Lord is merciful to me in my weakness, and he heals me. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. God has seen my way. He will heal me and restore my comfort. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, next week will be Easter. Before we get online, I would like to wish everyone a safe and happy Easter. We just have to do some different arrangements this go round, but it's going to be all good. God will see us through this. Amen.
Amen.
We have to learn how to improvise, work with what we have.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. We had a lot of people to come out of the Psalms tonight. Auntie Betty shared with us, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then she followed up with, I want to see him. That was a song, a beautiful song. And then that her health. What would you say, Auntie? 99% your health?
Yes.
Praise God. Brother Hubert shared with us out of Psalms as well. Praise the Lord. Angela shared with us out of Corinthians, depend on God. Amen. We couldn't say that.
Amen.
Couldn't say that enough. Depend on God. And she followed up with a prayer saying, thank you, Lord. Boy, we can't say that enough. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mother May shared with us out of Zechariah, we are a living sacrifice, and then she followed up with Roman, and then she also gave us an update report on Auntie Marie, and we send our love back to her. Amen.
Amen.
Auntie Dot shared with us out of Psalm as well. It says, rest in the Lord. And then she came back with a serenity prayer, which we need to be saying every day and all day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, and then we had Auntie Carrie to share with us out of Psalms as well, that he is holy and that we should praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Shelley shared with us out of the Romans, no one can take us from the love, from his love. Amen.
Amen.
We follow up out of 2 Timothy saying his chosen people. And we had Auntie L. Esther to follow up with a beautiful song. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House, bless Israel and other nations, our school kids, and this prayer line. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And Father God, we ask that you cover us in the precious blood of Jesus. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, healthy, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Happy Easter.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, happy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. Meant so much more, still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child and I'm worth fighting for.
Nothing can separate me from your love
when there's so much more. It brings is worth fighting for, and I'll be faithful to my wife and children because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory. Hallelujah, here, 'cause my friend.
Y'all help me say that. Say it one more time for me. Is heaven on you?
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me. There is so much more.
Victory is mine, victory today.